Jessery and I both turned to look in the direction of the precipice, wondering how deep we could get in those tunnels. How fast. But this is all considered low probability, Emmon said. What happened on Ekba was a serious provocation, if not an outright act of war. We have to make a serious response. Show the geometers we won't just sit passively while they drop rods on us. Will this bird actually hit the icosahedron? I asked. Not unless they're stupid enough to get in its way. But it'll come close enough that they'll have to respond, as a precaution. Well, Jessery said, after we had spent a minute absorbing all of this.
So much for getting anything done during Lukub.
Yeah, I said.
I guess I will have wine after all.
We took a bottle out onto the lawn between the Adharian and 11th Sconic cloisters. We knew where to look in the sky, so we arranged ourselves and lay in the grass, waiting for the end of the world. I really missed Ayla. For a while, I hadn't been thinking about her much. But she was the one I wanted to be next to when the nukes rained down. At the appointed moment, there was a tiny momentary flash of light in the middle of the constellation where we knew the Hedron was, as though a spark had jumped between their ship and our bird.
They nailed it with something, Emmon said.
Directed energy weapon, Jessery intoned,
as if he actually knew what he was talking about.
X-ray laser, actually, said a nearby voice.
We sat up to see a stocky figure in an antique bolt and cord getup shambling toward us on weary legs.
Hello, Leo, I called out.
Feel like a stroll while we await massive retaliation?
Sure, I said.
I'm going to bed, Jessery said.
I guessed he was lying.
No look-up tonight.
Definitely lying.
Then I'm doing the same,
said Emmon Beldo, who knew when he was being gotten rid of.
Lots of work tomorrow.
If we still exist, Jessery said.